Every 20 minutes in this country, at least one person dies of an opioid overdose. Closer to home, Baltimore City averages 2 fatal drug overdoses every day. These are not nameless, faceless individuals. At the Johns Hopkins Hospital, we see through our patients and their families the devastation caused by addiction. As Representative Elijah Cummings said during a recent congressional hearing at Hopkins, the opioid crisis is a national emergency. So how do we begin to tackle such a massive problem? At Hopkins, we provide access to naloxone for patients with overdoses and actively work to find treatment for them. Among the options is our well-regarded Broadway Center for Addiction, which logs 25,000 patient visits each year. We've also implemented guidelines for wise prescribing of opioids and for use of alternative methods of pain management where possible. And we are training the next generation of physicians on these best practices. Beyond the efforts of Hopkins and other area hospitals, effective management of this crisis will require a multi-pronged approach. Governor Larry Hogan has declared an opioid state of emergency in Maryland and committed an additional $50 million over 5 years to address the problem. The drugs, increasingly more deadly, continue to make their way to our streets through illegal means. This flow of opioids must be halted. And demand for treatment outstrips supply. We are in desperate need of long-term treatment facilities. We all, healthcare providers, the business community, elected officials, and others, must work together to create reasonable solutions. Our communities are counting on us. This is Redonda Miller from the Johns Hopkins Hospital.